Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio with Stone Payton and John Baker. John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation. And now, get ready for Biz Rocket Radio. Here's Stone Payton and John Baker.
Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio. This is John Baker and Stone, as well as our producer, Alan. And we want to welcome you into a brand new year here at Biz Rocket Radio. Our show spotlights executives and business owners in Atlanta, where we look to gain insight from this group about experiences that they've had, challenges, successes, and pass that information on to our listeners. We had a great few shows last year, kind of kicking things off. Stone, how was your holiday season?
Hey man, we had a blast. I had 18. I know. I think it was almost 20 people stay at my house for two weeks.
We did talk about that. did they fit?
They did fit. I got rid of the last one yesterday.
Wow.
So you know the house has calmed down, and we still have a little bit of firewood left, and we're getting ready to go into next year, man.
Nice. We were in Florida. We went down to North Palm Beach and hung out there for a few days. And my son, my 11-year-old son, caught a sailfish.
Oh, baby.
An 8-foot, 80-pound sailfish. Bait was in the water for about 10 minutes, and the line just screeched and popped out, and we hooked him. Gavin grabbed the rod. He had a little bit of assistance holding the rod. It was a 45-minute battle with the sailfish.
Oh, he's ruined, though. He can never go fishing again.
I know.
He's
going to
think, look, I've been here like 15 minutes.
Exactly.
What, I get this little one-pound catfish? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What is this little sunfish? It's unacceptable.
Right.
So, anyway.
Oh, that's great. Well, congrats to Gavin.
I got pictures up. Maybe I get pictures up on the website for that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
It was a big one. It was a big one. So, our guest today is Kate Basha. And Kate has started a business in the collective group buying area. Kate, welcome in. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, John.
It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, Kate, a little bit about your background and maybe a little bit about collective group buying, that kind of Groupon phase that's going on out there.
Okay. A little about me. I'm a 17, almost 18-year resident of North Fulton County. I'm a product of the suburbs. Moved up here with my family and was a stay-at-home mom, but did not like to stay at home, so kind of reached into my community over the years and did a lot of volunteer work, which, in fact, John, I met you through my volunteer work with cystic fibrosis.
Right.
So, you know, just always wanted to be active and involved with my community. I'm very much passionate about helping people and fixing things, so that kind of led me over the years into different types of sales, because sales, you know, you have to have a certain personality for sales.
Yep.
And volunteer work is sales. So dabbled in different kinds of sales over the years, real estate, art. I owned an art gallery. And now I was approached recently by a company out of Florida called Shop Eat Live to help launch Atlanta, because I have a lot of contacts here. And they realized that right away. And of course, in small business, you're new in the area. You need all the contacts you can get. So they approached me to help them launch Shop Eat Live. So that's what we're doing currently.
So Shop Eat Live, what exactly does Shop Eat Live do for folks?
Well, what we are is we're a collective or group buying company. I think a lot of people have heard of Groupon by now.
Yep.
And so with Groupon turning down a $6 billion offer from Google, it says a lot about the collective group buying industry.
Yeah.
And you know what that is, the industry itself is just an area where consumers can band together to get better deals and discounts on goods and services in their community. So, you know, if you think of a Costco, that's the same kind of concept.
Right.
That's just a physical concept. So now what's happening, it's a web-based group buying experience. That's what Groupon had launched. What Shopeat Live is trying to do is something a little different. If you've gotten a Groupon coupon or a social living coupon, you might get a one, a mani-pedi from Decatur.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to go to Decatur. I live in Alpharetta. So
yeah,
they're not really targeting real local audiences, and especially up here in North Fulton County and South Forsyth, where this kind of swatch of suburbia that's very much a good target market. We're not getting deals up here from Groupon at all, really.
Interesting.
Huh. Now, is that because they are not looking at that as a demographics area, or just because the clients that come to them and say, hey, we'd like to offer a Groupon type of a deal, don't happen to be in this area?
I think it's because Groupon got so big so fast that just they have such a massive email database that they haven't really pinned it down. It's going to get more targeted. It's going to get more area specific as this whole industry grows and develops. There's a lot of room for it, though. You know, if you open your mailbox, you get those, what are they called, the money mailer flyers with
right,
50 coupons in them.
Yep.
Everybody loves that stuff. So there's a lot of room for new group buying experiences, you know, coming into my inbox. I don't mind if I get 20 emails offering me deals, but I don't need 20 emails offering me deals in Decatur.
Right.
So as we target our zip codes, that's how this my company, Shopeat Live, will differentiate. We will be really much in my community. So also, I'll working with Shopeat Live, I'll also meet with small business owners. And that's another concept that we have is let's talk to the small business owner who's stuck in a strip mall in Alpharetta behind Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Target.
Yep.
Nobody knows they're there. Nobody's heard of them in the community. They've been there years, and you say, oh, when did you open? So we're trying to talk to those people as well, and then I'll start blogging about them. So the whole concept is to meet with small business owners, give them an opportunity to put a daily deal out there, and we'll talk about what a daily deal is if you don't know.
I have no clue. You know, I've heard some people talk about Groupon, but this is all new to me. I've never gone online and gotten a coupon for anything except Borders is real good about sending me coupons because I buy a lot of books. I read a lot of books. Yeah. But no, I'd like to hear about this daily deal kind of thing.
Well, how they're working now is where you get an email in the morning at 5 a.m. and it says...
okay, that's why I haven't seen it. That solves that mystery.
Stone just got up 15 minutes ago. He rolled in here all, you know...
Sometimes you got to scroll back to your early emails.
Exactly.
they launch at usually very early in the morning, sometimes right after midnight, and that coupon that comes out, for instance, it's at, you know, a pizzeria, the local pizza place in town, and it's $20 worth of pizza for $10. So you can buy that coupon on your computer right there on the spot. But the coupon is good. Once I purchase the coupon, it's good for maybe 6 months to a year.
Okay.
But you only have a 24-hour period where you can purchase it. So there's this sense of urgency. So when I get the coupon, I look at it and say, oh, I've been dying to try that pizza place. I better buy this coupon today. You can only buy it in 24-hour period. And then once the 24 hours has passed, the coupon's no longer available to purchase. So, and then there's a tipping point. They might have a minimum number that can be sold. So if you have a 50 minimum purchase, nobody's charged on a credit card until the 51st one is sold, and then it's called tipped. And it shows the numbers on the when you go online. So it's very kind of, when you watch it, if you're excited about it, like, oh, come on, a couple more and then I can get my deal.
Calling all your friends, telling
them.
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook. You click it right over to Facebook or whatever. And so, you know, that's how the deal works. So what happens then is the advertiser, the pizzeria place, they just generated, let's say they sold 100 coupons for $10. There's $1,000. They don't get the whole $1,000, of course. The collective buying company, my company, whomever, will take anywhere between 30 to 50% of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so think about the numbers. So let's keep it real.
Stone just started.
Yeah, you want to get involved? So let's say we do a 50-50 split just to keep the numbers easy. We sold 100 of them, so there's $1,000 out there. The retailer, the advertiser gets $500, and Groupon gets $500, or Shopeat Live, or whomever gets $500. So that the advertiser, you think, well, heck, he got $500, but he's got to sell $1,000 worth of food still. You know, where's the benefit to the advertiser?
Right.
Well, we've emailed out, you know, possibly 50,000 emails. So your business, first off, got all that attention from 50,000 people looking at it. And everybody needs customers to come in. So it's just they come in with their coupon, and typically they're going to buy
more than
$30
coupon,
worth
right.
of pizza.
Yep. Right.
You know? Or it's kind of up to you as the advertiser, too, to make sure that your customer comes back or had a good experience. Upsell. You teach your staff to upsell all your clients. That's yep. what you do. So that's, in a nutshell, how the industry works and how the money can be so big. If you think of Groupon sending out how many a day? I don't know. Thousands.
Well, technology has really opened up that whole world, right? I mean, you can reach a lot of folks. So mm-hmm. you spend your days, when you're not making these celebrity appearances on high-profile shows like BizRock, you spend your day out talking to a small business person that needs to reach their market more effectively.
Right.
And so you've got a real solution, don't you?
I do. You know, I love going out and finding the little places. There's so many of them. I'm really targeting now, like I'll just go into historic Crab Apple, for instance. There's so many nice new little boutiques, ice cream shops, restaurants, all these different businesses that, have you ever heard, how far are you from Crab Apple?
Not far, yeah.
Right. Do you ever go there?
No.
Exactly.
I have four kids, Kate.
Well, I know.
I don't go anywhere.
That's true. Sorry for you, John.
You got delivery? delivery, we'll look at delivery, right?
Right.
Chin Chin or
yes.
something. Shout out to
Chin Chin. So as a consumer, do I have some choice about the kind of stuff that comes to me? Do I go in and say, send me coupons on this and that? Or
not yet. I imagine eventually it could get to that. But no, right now it just comes in and you know, it depends. You have to opt in to the deal. So if you want to go to Groupon or a Shop Eat Live, you have to opt in. So, you know, opt into shopeatlive.com, and then you're on the email list. So you can opt out anytime, like any, you know.
But I can go to Shop Eat Live today. I can go there if they haven't found me already, and I don't think they have, but I go
right,
there.
Right, yeah. Anybody can get online because I heard about it. I'm going to just, and you don't even have to opt in. You can actually buy the deal without opting in, but if you want to just not have to.
The thing.
Yeah, you just want to be reminded every morning. You look at that and think, yeah, I don't want it. Delete. Oh, yeah, I do want that purchase. It's simple. You know, it's easier than my mailbox. And those coupons that I put in my purse, you know, 50 of them because I never use them and they expire.
Yeah.
You know, so this one.
Sure.
Once I paid for it, I'm more apt to, you know, apt to use it. Although they do, I've bought restaurant.com, I admit it, and they've expired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is
frustrating. My wife does it all the time.
Yeah.
She does a pretty good job of using that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's tons of people in this space, or at least there's going to be a lot more, you know, coming into this space. Mm-hmm. How do you compete with those other groups or organizations that do a similar or the same thing?
Well, again, I just think it's staying in my community where I shop, where I eat, and where I live. Staying really local, really close in, and building kind of a like-minded community of people wanting to support our small businesses, which are dying, you know. Because of big box retailers, you know, squeezing them out over the years. Although we see a trend in people saying, you know what, I'm tired of the Walmarts. Let's go back to I miss Ace Hardware. You know, remember the, don't you?
So do I.
I'm sorry, you know, I miss that little guy when I go in. I don't want to go to Home Depot. I need one screw, you know. I just need.
And I need to know the guy who knows how to find it.
Right.
And where it is and who
so
it is.
So it's just, you know, let's keep our small businesses in business by supporting them locally. That's my ultimate goal. And I think, you know, I think that's everybody's mission now.
So what is the best deal you have ever seen on?
Well, when I launch, it'll be. But we won't launch till the end of the month. But, you know, I've gotten some really great restaurant deals for like $100 worth of food for $60, for $40. You know, there's been some of those 60-40 things.
So you're not pulling the trigger for...
You guys haven't launched yet.
No, we're launching...
So we're
launching the end of January. We have a company that has 125 million emails that they blast to throughout the country, and they can target down to my zip codes here in the... Because I'm, you know, we're launching in Atlanta, Idaho, Orlando, a few other, you know, several areas throughout the country as we test the market and see. But I know it'll work already because matter of fact, I was at the kitchen table with my 18-year-old, all these 18-year-old teenagers, and I heard one of them say, did you get your Groupon coupon today? I'm like, oh
baby.
Man, I got to get to work.
Years, right?
You know, because at first I was going to target my area with demographically by age, too, and I was going to say, let's do this. And then when I heard that, I thought, no, just send it to everybody, whether they live in an apartment and they're 18 or whether they own their home for 50 years and, you know, or 80. Send it to everybody because we all want good values. And the kids now are so, you know, and the young adults, you know, if we're not marketing to them that way, then you're missing. You're done.
So if you've got somebody who wants to get involved in this from a consumer side, how do they get on? Do they have to log on or log in?
They have to opt into to the Groupons and daily deals that they choose. You know, I opt into all of them because I love them. So, but what we have to right now is we'll do an e-blast out. People will get the email and they can look at it and say, you know what, I don't stop. You know, stop the email. But once they click into my widget, Shop Eat Live, they'll be into my site, and then they can opt in at that point or just look at the deal, kind of feel it out. You can look at past deals. So,
and then they'll get an email each day showing
every day,
here's the
you know, after midnight, that deal of the day. So the 24-hour period, it's 5 days a week. I think Groupon does them 6 days a week, but most are five, Monday through Friday. Monday's deal's good 24, you know, Tuesday, but Friday's good through the weekend. You can buy it all weekend long.
Mm. And is there more than one that gets, or is it just like one coupon that's going to be that day and that's it?
Just one. They have now what's called side deals. So there's I would have something that's in the greater North Fulton area, but the side deal might be something in, you know, some other area of Atlanta. You know, so it's over there on the sidebar. So that, as it grows, it gives you an opportunity to have more than one deal a day.
Mm-hmm.
On your site.
So you're putting the focus just on that one company for that day.
Right.
And is that appealing to the people you've talked to as a business owner?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like here, you know, people like to talk about themselves, so I give them an opportunity. You know, it's a nice little write-up about the, you know, what the company, you know, funny, too cute, not, you know, not so serious as, you know, an ad might be in a newspaper.
Now, who does the write-up? You have staff that do that, or that's
yeah,
part of what,
I mean,
how you're earning your money as you're doing the write-up?
The salespeople can do their own write-ups if they want, but if they're not comfortable or not a good writer, then the staff, you know, will help. And sometimes the merchant might even have the ability to write their own.
Right. So I want to hear about the blogging things. How does that work into all this?
Well, it starts, you know, it's called My Life in the Burbs, the blog. And, you know, I started that. I just launched that like yesterday. I've been writing it for a while now, but it's because I moved to Alpharetta, you know, with, I bought that 5-4 and a door brick house on that cul-de-sac with the perfectly manicured yards. And we all sat outside and watch our kids play and, you know, that was 17 years ago, and we all purchased the same stuff, and that little cul-de-sac looked just so beautiful, white picket fences, everything. And then as we all decided that our houses weren't big enough, you know, we bought those big mansions, and then the whole world collapsed, and you know, here we are in the suburbs. Well, you know, there's Walmarts and strip malls, as far all empty, you know, and so my life in the burbs has been, you know, an interesting 17 years. But actually, I still love it. And, you know, at the end of it all, I still like to sit in my front step in my perfectly manicured yard and enjoy my life in the burbs. So I'll blog about that because I want to be able to have all of us as a community stop the nonsense of overspending. You know, go back to that day where there's a town square where everybody met. But we can't do that. So social media is the way to do it. That's why Facebook is so successful. You know, one of my thoughts are, I met a man who talked about when businesses started back, you know, hundreds of years ago, there was the, they started in these large buildings in Manhattan where the big guy was at the top of the building and the little people were down the bottom in these big rooms with their telephones and, you know, doing their business. And as businesses grew, they started separating people by putting up little spaces. Now there's a desk and a file cabinet. There's a little wall. The little walls got bigger, and they're called cubbies or cubicles, right?
Yeah.
Cubicles got higher up, and these people become more and more isolated, and then all of a sudden, people were sent home to work. So now you're not just isolated, you're alone. You can't even go to the water cooler. You're stuck all by yourself, right? So that's why Facebook is such a success, because people found a place they can go to and communicate. It's the water cooler. That's what Facebook is. So to me, you know, the social media, people can come together on a blog, My Life in the Burbs. I live in Roswell, Alpharetta, Johns Creek, or Milton, you know, but I don't see anybody anymore. But we can at least communicate through social media. So that's kind of the way we're heading. So if you're not doing it, you're going to be isolated and kind of alone.
What have you found in terms of that blog as you went through the transition from going out and watching your kids play in the cul-de-sac to getting the McMansion to, you know, now the kids are starting to bolt and now that you get the empty nester kind of thing going on. How have you found that to be transitional, and what part of that have you liked most?
Well, I think, you know, my kids leaving is a mixed thing. You know, Frank and I sit at home at night, look at each other, go, Now what? What's next? You know, really, dinner, we're like eating, done dinner. Now I know why old people eat at 5, because that's what else can do. So I think, you know, you know, when I had my kids when I was little, I was room mom, you know, soccer mom, team mom, mom, you know, brownie mom, whatever.
Yeah.
So it kept us busy, and the kids keep you busy. But you can still do that as an when you're an empty nester. You can get back out in your community and just do volunteer work, socialize with people, you know, still do all that, help you to transition. And then you're starting to, you know, make an impact. You know, you're as an adult now, people reach come to me and say, you know, who do you know in this area? And so I can make an impact, and I don't have to sit at home and twiddle my thumbs and wonder what to do.
Now, you are still very involved in volunteer work, aren't
you? Oh, yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that aspect of your life.
Well, cystic fibrosis is my love, and I lost a nephew to cystic fibrosis about almost 4 years ago, March. He was 21, so he's been my driving force, and, of course, John's kids have CF, so I just can't have the children, you know, continue on. So my mission is to continue until we stop it. And one of my passions, and I tell people, if you don't have a charity, pick mine.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But if you don't want to pick mine, pick something. Pick something.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to save the hoot owl, do it. So if you're not doing something like that, then I think you're missing a really important part of life, because it's so rewarding and you learn a lot. And businesses, you know, well, McDonald's or all the major corporations always have these give back things to make them look good, but they do look good and they are helping. So why not, you know, even me as a small person, I'm gaining some recognition through my volunteer work.
Sure.
But I do it with a passion.
You're probably also meeting some other really nice people that,
yes,
you know, you just as soon do business with them as anybody,
right?
And hang,
yes,
out with them,
yeah,
if that's where your time's going to be.
Exactly. I mean, I've met some of the most amazing people through my work and would never have met them if I just sat home and did nothing or just worked in an office and never reached out. So
you've met a lot of amazing people and John.
That's right. And he and I are thick as thieves. You know, we've been good friends ever since. And
so what's been your most memorable moment in volunteer work?
I think as weird as this might sound was Pete passed away March 31st and we had our Wine and Roses Gala 2 weeks later, and they asked me to do the Bid for a Cure, yep, speech, and it was,
wow,
it took me a lot. I sat down with my siblings, and we wrote this speech, and they helped me through it, and I rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it, and I got up there, and I never was more confident in my life speaking, and I knew that audience got it. You know,
yeah,
it was very moving. I mean, there's been better speeches, there's been worse, but to me, that was like pivotal in my career with the foundation, and I knew that I would never stop.
Yeah, that's great. It's you know, it's interesting when you get into charitable work and dealing with foundations and organizations that there are certain people that are going to toe the line no matter what happens, and there are other individuals that they might get excited for a little bit and then they kind of fall away a little bit. What has been the thing that's, I mean, obviously your nephew, but what do you think has been what you've seen in business owners that have been successful and people that work in charities and people that are executives in the Atlanta area? I mean, you know a lot of people. What do you think are some of the key factors that make people successful in the things that they do?
I think, you know, just constantly challenging yourself and trying new things and you always moving forward. So I watch people when I meet, I go to Washington for a national conference and meet people from all over the country, and they're successful because they're there. They're doing these kinds of things. They're always trying something new and always making the ask. That's like my biggest thing. Just they when you're successful, it's because you know how to make the ask. I always say if I ask the CEO, Jim Skinner of McDonald's, for money and he can't say no, that's not my problem. But when you make the ask, most people will say yes. So if they can't, you know, if they don't know how to say no again. So I think these people that are successful know how to make the ask without being afraid of the answer no, because it doesn't matter to me if you say no. Just make, you know.
It was already no before you got there, right?
That's right.
How much
there you go. So
you go.
I think that's one of my, you know, things that I've watched successful people and I've learned that's all they, you know, they're not afraid to say, help me.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's great. That's good stuff. Anything else top of mind? Anything else that you've got that you've thought of in going through this experience in this is kind of group discount buying scenario?
Well, I think all of it ties together with my passion to help small businesses become more noticed and help them become more effective in their social media or their guerrilla advertising technique. So, you know, I work with my son as a sign spinner. And so that kind of, that's how I got approached by Shop Eat Live.
Okay, so what's a sign spinner? Okay. I think I know what it is, yeah. but let's just make sure
we define it. I'll tie all this together and you'll get it. A sign spinner is, instead of the kid on the corner or the old guy on the corner holding a sign falling asleep, they actually they spin and throw these signs in the air and twirl them, and it's kind of like a break dancing of signs. Have you seen them?
I have seen them. Yeah. Yes.
And I've been absolutely enthralled.
Yeah. Right. It's a very, very effective form of guerrilla marketing. It came out of California. Two really young, smart guys who were sign holders got bored, and they were, the more they moved, the more people noticed, so they developed this company. It's called Arrow Ads, and it's a big kind of a arrow-shaped board that they make them custom for the spinners. They're made by spinners, for spinners. As a matter of fact, the spinners now are trying to get into the X Games as an extreme sport. They're really good out in California because they've been doing it for 10 years.
The sign is shaped a certain way, built out a certain
material. Aerodynamically.
So it's like spinnable. It's probably like 4 or 5 feet long with a point on the end like an arrow, and it's probably about a foot and a half wide.
Yeah.
And so the message is on both sides. You know, it might say, McDonald's coffee $1 or whatever, right. Or today's right. special, you know, whatever it is. And so my son says somebody smashed into the guy in front of him because he was so busy watching my son spin. He wasn't paying attention to the road, but it's very effective. So when I go, when I go talk to small retailers, I say, this might be a good fit for you too. It's really affordable for a small business.
Do you have
business.
Any YouTube videos of
lots.
I want that on the site, man. Can we do that? It's your show, John, but can we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I will get it.
As long as Alan can get it on there, I have no idea how to do it.
There's lots of
good YouTube.
Somebody
will know how to do it. I don't. You know how to do it?
No, but Alan knows how to do it.
I don't know how to do it, but I'll point you to the right spot.
Send it over to
him. Yeah. It's fun. So it's just, as my business develops, it's about reaching out to small business and giving them a lot of different effective forms to attract customers to their location. And, you know, McDonald's doesn't, they still need spinners. But they don't need Groupon coupons probably. They sell enough hamburgers, I'm sure. So there's different ways I can reach out to my small business and help them, you know. Volunteer work, whatever it is.
It's almost like a custom niche small business marketing machine.
Yes, exactly.
That's you. That's your new title. Could you fit that on the card?
Well, my name is Kate Basha Presents, and people say, what are you presenting? I said, what do you need? I mean, I'll be happy to. I can point you in the right direction. And so that's kind of what
it's all
about.
Have to be a terrific breath of fresh air to the small business person out there that's, you know, scratching and clawing and getting worn down.
They used to having somebody walk in and go, hi, would you like to, you know,
be in the yellow pages?
Right. The
yellow, where it cost me $500 a month to have an ad in there. You know, I'm offering them things that cost them very little. If actually the collective buying doesn't cost them a penny until the person actually walks in the door, and generally they need to just make money off that, get that client. So it's
right.
The spinners aren't very expensive, and then if I help them, I point them into somebody to help them build their Facebook page if they don't have one, you know, for their social media, you know, because they need to have all that.
Now, are you finding that the small business, the florist, the butcher, the baker, and the candle maker, are they starting to use social media more, and you're coaching some of those guys through that? Are they a little resistant?
They're resistant, and I think because a lot of entrepreneurs don't necessarily have the business head. They have the passion side. They're kind of, it's like they have the artsy side. They have this vision of this perfect little business, but they don't really have the business side. So if they didn't hire someone to do that, they could be in trouble. So they are a little resistant, and especially if they're, you know, in that age group where Facebook they're afraid of, or LinkedIn or Twitter or all those things, you know. So the young people that open businesses, they're doing it. But it's changing. They are resistant, but they realize now it's.
But your advice, at least to most of them, is they should at least explore being on some of these platforms.
Yes. And if they can't do it themselves, there's so many people that you can hire or pay on a commission basis, you know, to help build your social media platform and keep you, you know, when you got your eye thing. Those, you know, I watch people and they say, what do you want to do tonight? Let's see what's in the area, you know. I don't even know how to do that quite yet.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask about, and you may not have an answer for this yet, but with the Shop Eat Live, you talked about the web platform as a delivery. What about, is mobile marketing going to play any role in this? Am I going to get, not me, because my phone is like one generation past a can and a string, but a lot of my friends have like the smartphones and all that. Are they going to get the little, the thingy
There'll
across
be apps
the smart?
On your,
apps.
On your
That's
phone.
That's what I was looking right. for. Apps, baby.
Yes, an app on your phone for Shop, Eat, Live or Groupon so that it's, you know, you can just do, I don't have that yet either. I imagine it's only a matter of time to be forced into it, but you don't have the apps on my phone. But
nice.
Well, you just got your computer last year. So,
yeah. Actually, I had a computer in 1982 in South Florida with a DOS screen on my desk. I sold real estate, and people come up and like, what is that?
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember back in college, I had the first word processor. It was just a little thing with a screen, and oh man, I was very popular.
You were cutting edge.
So cool. Paper time, man. They were like, I don't have to type it. I could actually correct an error with that white nonsense.
Yeah.
I was dating myself.
Yeah, you
a
are.
Bit, sorry.
Yep.
So, all right. So, Kate, people want to get in contact with you for either, hey, send me this stuff once you guys launch, or hey, I'm a business owner and I'd love to talk to you more about, you know, how do I get involved in Alpharetta, Roswell, North Fulton area. How do they get in contact with you?
Well, they can, you know, obviously email me at kate@katebosha.com or get on mylifeintheburbs.com and send me an email through that. Shop, Eat, Live isn't up and you can opt in now, but there's no deals yet. So there's those three different ways that you reach me. But I'd love to hear from small businesses in the greater North Fulton, South Forsyth area that have something special. Well, you're all special, but, you know, I feel like they need a little something. Call me or email me and I'll be happy to come out and do a blog and talk. And
sounds good. And Boscia, B-O-C-C-I-A.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Sounds good. So one last question that we always like to kind of leave with is that pearl of wisdom. And maybe we've talked about it already, but maybe you could share with our listeners if you had one thing that you would send out to people to be successful in life, in business, what would that be?
I'm going to go back to the make the ask. When I was one of my first public speaking engagements, I was so scared. Oh my gosh, I thought I was going to die. And I called my sister, said, I can't do it. And she goes, oh, don't worry. Nobody listens anyway. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's awful. Well, it was a CF event it was my baby. And I looked around that room and I was shaking like a leaf. And I thought, I know everybody in this room because I asked them to come. And I said, my sister told me nobody was going to listen, but she's wrong because you all listened, because if you didn't listen, you wouldn't be here. So my thing is for everybody in business or personal life, ask for help, ask for support, and you'll be amazed what people will do.
All right. Well, good stuff. Stone, anything from you?
No, sir. I'm all geared up to shop, eat, and live. I can't wait for this thing to launch.
We got to get on that site. You got to make sure Pam's on there.
She'll
eat it all up. Yeah, she was on there. She was first on the list, wasn't she?
She was the first Groupon customer, I think.
Is that your wife or your girlfriend?
No, well, it depends on how you spell it. But, yeah. All right. Well, Kate, thank you for coming.
Thank you
and
for
we really appreciate having you on. And maybe after the site launches a little bit and you want to come back and visit us with some more news from CF and all that good stuff.
Okay, I'd love to. All Thank right. you.
John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation.